Hello, you beautiful beings. It's Lane, and this is episode number 44 of the Unleash Your Life podcast. Thanks for dropping by. I trust you've got a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, or simply a comfy spot to have a meaningful conversation with me. I've chosen a nice cold water because it is crazy hot out there, and I'm sitting in a sunny spot. I'm ready to spend some time with you, and today we're going to explore the weight of what's holding you down some days. This comes on the heels of an experience I just had as I was waking up this morning, and perhaps it will inspire one or two of you to consider how this could hold an opportunity for you. All right, give me a second to run the intro, and I'll be right back. This is the Unleash Your Life podcast, where you're going to learn to rewild yourself. I'm your host, Lane Smith Brown, and I'm a best-selling author and rewilding guide. And over the last 20 years, I've been guiding women back to their truest selves. You see, you were born wild with all the wisdom you will ever need to navigate your life in a beautiful and powerful way. Then, just like everyone else on the planet, you got tamed. As you fell under the power and influence of others who were also tamed. All that taming you got as a kid has you convinced you are less powerful than you really are. I call all of that unconscious programming power leaks. And on this show, you're going to discover yours and then you're going to choose to plug them so you can get back to the wild, wise, and powerful being that you are. So grab a coffee, glass of wine, or a favorite friend, or all three, and let's talk about what living your wild self can mean for you. All right, just a quick note before I get going here. I bought myself a new phone, and the jack that I usually need for the microphone I have doesn't fit. It doesn't actually have the right kind of jack. So I'm doing this on a wireless set of earplugs. So I apologize if the quality isn't where it usually is at. And hopefully I can get it fixed by the next time I do this. So there you go. Just a little note for me. All right. So if you've been with me for a while, you know how the work we're doing here can have a tendency to come back over and over again, as we learn, grow, and change. We can feel at moments like we've gotten the whole thing. We've had a huge epiphany. We've made all kinds of connections, and we've developed a sense of freedom or peace in a particular area as we've let go of a power leak of some kind. And that's a real authentic feeling. Just want you to know that. It's a real authentic feeling. I don't want to diminish the power in that whatsoever. You got clear of something because at that point in time, a level of release or relief felt like pure magic. If you've not experienced what I'm going to describe to you right now, this is the work that we're doing on this show. We're looking at all the areas of our life where we have been living from a lie. It could be a lie about ourselves. It could be a lie about a situation. It could be a lie about someone else, and it could be a lie about yourself. I use the word lie because there is a weight to the word. And what I mean by it is there is something you are holding on to that is merely an interpretation that your egoic mind has stored based on an experience you've had. You know from listening to this show that I come from the premise that we came in as clean slates. Our subconscious mind was wide open and ready to take in information to ensure our survival. And because most of us were raised by disconnected people who didn't understand that they were raising us in their disconnection, began the process of really messing us up. No blame here. With the exception of some personality types, most caregivers were doing the very best they had with what they knew at the time. So we were raised by people who were not standing in their authentic power. They were still acting from their own kidhood experiences that left them feeling less than the magnificent person that they are, less than beautiful, less than powerful, less than abundant. And we believe the lies that they told us. Or more accurately, we believed the feeling or energy of the impression they gave us. Some spoken, some not. Their disconnection became our disconnection. Their sense of worthlessness became our sense of worthlessness. Their sense of isolation became our sense of isolation. Their sense of anger, pain, disappointment, confusion, helplessness, overwhelm, any and all of that became those things for us. As a result, until we move into a deep sense of introspection regarding the environment we were raised in and are able to put those experiences and memories in their place, we act out our whole life from those super inaccurate assessments of who we truly are in the world. This isn't just about you and me. This is about every human being living on the earth right now. If you haven't had the privilege of being able to move out of survival mode, where you can actually have the energy to start looking at where you are in your life and making deliberate connections to the things you've learned to believe about yourself and the world around you, you remain a 7-year-old kid acting out from their own personal trauma and pain. This is how the world works. This is how we work. That is, until we learn to make the connections to what we're feeling now and what we learned to feel early on in our lifetime. And then we make deliberate and conscious choices to create a new meaning regarding that experience. For some of us, we are doing the work of healing specific traumas that go way back in our lineage. We may be ending cultural or religious conditioning, physical abuse, emotional abuse, the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck or day to day, or giving ourselves away in order to find acceptance or safety. We tend to go through these stages in our life where we can get caught up in blaming our family or our caregivers for not meeting our needs. And don't get me wrong, it is the adult's responsibility to provide for our needs when we're young. In a perfect world, we would experience an abundance of safety, shelter, love, affection, food, and attention. And of course, the freedom to be fully ourselves and encouraged to express ourselves in a way that came naturally to us. Does that sound like your childhood? I hope so. I truly do. But I suspect for most of you listening, that's not what happened. And so you're building a life on the lies you learned to believe about yourself. And then for some of you, you built a family or a relationship in that state of mind. Or you built a company or a career in that state of mind. You did that because that's what we do when we haven't done the work of changing the meaning of the experiences we've had. We build our lives on the foundation that we were given in our kidhood until we've learned to demolish that foundation and build a new one that serves us better. So let's say we do the work of moving through all those skewed messages, the messages we learned about ourselves that were filtered through your caregiver's pain and disconnection. And then we get to this place where we desire to learn more about how to let those things go. And we do. And we get clear of more things and we start carving a new path for ourselves. We start embracing the truth of who we are, and then we start dreaming about the life we want to create at this fresh and or as this fresh and new version of ourselves. And then eventually we hit a plateau or an obstacle, an interruption of some kind, maybe even a catastrophe. And in those frustrations, we can think to ourselves that we are suddenly starting all over again. Like we've made no progress whatsoever and we're right back at square one. But I'm here to show you that that is not true. So even though it's a universal experience, you are still moving forward and becoming clearer and clearer on who you are and what you've come to offer the planet. So as we go through all of this self-discovery or personal development or the acquisition of emotional intelligence, we move through tension and release. Tension and release. Tension and release. Let me show you how. One of your first awarenesses may have happened when you gain the knowledge that your subconscious mind has filed your early childhood experiences in really unhelpful ways. So there's this release of personal power that shows up because you gained some knowledge about how your mind works. It becomes a really powerful feeling when you realize that you are not locked into your stories like you thought you were. Let's make that personal. Let's say you grew up feeling like your opinion didn't matter because every time you opened your mouth, someone made an effort to dismiss you. They either told you were too much or too loud or too young or too uninformed. Whatever it was, it convinced you that your speaking out was not valued. A story like that can create an adult that is very reticent to share what's on their heart. But when you make the connection that your caregiver's mood or personal frustration or lack of awareness is what left you with the impression that you are not valuable or you weren't worth listening to, you may go through a mourning or anger period that so much time was, say, wasted in living your life from that lie. But on the heels of that is a release that allows you to gain your voice. Can you feel that? So you've gone from a child who wanted to use their voice. That voice was dismissed. So you learned to keep quiet. Then you gained an awareness that those people who told you not to use your voice had their own shit to deal with. And that assessment of you wasn't correct. And you now gain the opportunity to choose to use your voice. Tension and release. But you may be careful with where you learn to use your voice. You may first learn to use it with a trusted friend or with complete and total strangers, because sometimes that's easier. It's awkward at the beginning, but it gets easier. Tension and release. Then you may choose to do it with a family member or your boss. It's nerve-wracking at the beginning, and then you do it. You do it again. And it might even be awkward or terrifying the second time, but you stick with it and it gets easier. Tension and release. Over time, your body and subconscious mind make the connection that there is a release after the tension. So it may begin to resist a little less. Your voice gets louder, more confident, clearer, and the people around you rise to the occasion. They understand you have something to offer. Tension and release. And the beautiful thing about making this effort on your behalf is you gain freedom. And those around you gain an example of someone who's had the courage to go through the growth that comes through this cycle of tension and release. Let's use another example. You were told to not show your emotions. Let's say anger was off limits. You're going to spend your life holding your tongue, not pushing back when someone pushes you in a corner, not admitting to pain, whether it's physical or emotional. And your body is going to hold all of that in. All emotions are held in the body if they are not released. But I find with anger, it shows up in really significant ways. There's no question that some emotions have a worse reputation than others, and it's unfortunate that anger happens to be one of them. There is nothing wrong with experiencing this emotion. It's an emotion that can come up or it can come upon us pretty quickly and can feel volatile. But if you allow it to pass through you and out, you actually have the opportunity to process it. But when those emotions are pushed down, they are never allowed to process. They just stay stuck. And you live a life in quiet rage. So when you decide that you need to express this emotion and you start practicing, it can be really messy. Especially when your people or yeah, when your people are not kind of used to you expressing that. They may put a lot more weight on it than you actually intended, and perhaps there's a little explaining you need to do. But like I said, when you're learning to express these emotions, it can be a little messy. And then you start getting better at it. You start being able to articulate what it is exactly that made you angry. Was it because somebody wasn't listening to you? Was it because something didn't go as planned? Is it because something embarrassed you? Is it because something hurt? And it was the outworkings of feeling that pain. When we can feel those emotions and allow them to move through our body, we gain the ability of being able to articulate what it's connected to. Could be a memory long hidden. It could be something more immediate than that. It all depends. But as you go through this learning curve, it's a series of tension and release. Tension and release. Tension and release. And if you can get used to the fact that whenever you're learning something new, there is going to be this ebb and flow of it. Start to it'll like when you learn to accept that, it starts to lessen your resistance to the tension. You may even start to look for it so you can then experience the release. Now, we didn't learn the old behavior or the old way of thinking in a matter of seconds. We learned it intentionally or unintentionally over and over and over again for years and years until it was pretty much cemented in place. So what happens when you start to change the meaning you're giving something? Like you thought you weren't worth listening to, but really your mom was so overwhelmed with her own life that silence was a treasure she could not give up without losing more of herself. That's a completely different meaning to the same experience. We make the meaning about ourselves, but more often than not, the meaning was all about the adult in the room. Instead of them responding to our needs, they required us to respond to theirs. And it did a good job of messing us up. So as you start piecing this stuff together and in your desire to change, it may feel like you're not getting anywhere for the longest time. But if you can get used to the ebb and the flow, the tension and the release, eventually you'll nail it. You don't have to learn this anymore because it's part of who you've become. You've shed that old identity, that old way of thinking about yourself or the world around you. That old way of being in favor of something that is truer to you. Imagine if the whole world of people around you was able to articulate what was going on inside themselves at any given point. What kind of world would we be living in? If a bully could recognize how insecure and ashamed they are before they lash out and inflict physical and emotional pain on another? What would happen if an abuser could actually find a voice for the frustration, worry, anxiety, disconnection before they inflicted undeserved pain on another human being? What would happen if parents did the work of understanding that they will carry forward the way their parents parented unless they address the residue left behind by those disconnected parents? You will always perpetuate what you do not address, even when you decide to do the exact opposite of what they did. If you have not changed the meaning of what happened to you, your subconscious will find a way to get you to repeat the effects of what you experienced, despite your efforts to do the exact opposite. And the nature of this work is that it is rare, but possible, to address that thing only once. But for most of us, it's a try, 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 and try again. Tension and release. So you're trying to learn a new thing. You're trying to do a new thing. You're trying to be a different way, and you falter. and you go back to old behaviors, you have a choice. You can heap burning coals upon your head, or you can say, I'm learning something new, and this is exactly how it's supposed to be. Tension and release, ebb and flow, up and down, easy and challenging, back and forth. This is what life is. But I will guarantee, absolutely guarantee, that there will come a moment, as with anything new, where you'll nail it, and the behavior will be a part of your new identity. And the feeling in that moment is a level of lightness where you almost feel like you need to hold on to things or you'll fly away. That's what happened to me this morning, and that's what started me thinking about this show. I've been doing a lot of work, inner child work, with a coach. It's funny how it's not a new topic, but sometimes we need a person in our life that says things in a new way. And a lot of the work that we need to do is around forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. Most of my focus has been on learning to forgive myself for believing the lies I learned when I was young and still judging myself that way. So now a lot of the forgiving work I'm doing is about how hard I was on myself over the years. I could see how I was doing it, but I just couldn't truly let myself off the hook. I wasn't allowing myself to appreciate the rhythm of tension and release. I just kept on telling myself I wasn't getting it. Truth is, sometimes you get it for a minute and then you forget it again. And then you remember. And then you forget. Tension and release. And this morning, there was a whole bunch of things that happened just as I was barely waking up, where I could see something so plainly about my behavior, and I was able to release it in a deeper way than I have felt before. And I got this feeling of nearly floating away on the lightness that I felt. I may still learn more on this particular thing, and I may have truly gotten it this time. I don't know. And I will move on to something else if that's happened. Time will tell. All I want you to get from this show is that offering yourself grace every single fucking chance you get is the easiest and fastest way to get to where you're going. When you get caught up in failing and having to learn something again and again and again and getting all judgy and uncomfortable with the fact that it feels like it's taking way too long, you inevitably postpone the healing. You postpone the epiphany. You postpone the joy of truly letting something go. You cannot change what's happened to you. You cannot change what you've done to yourself. You cannot change what others have done to you. It's done. But you can turn any of those experiences into fuel to move you forward. It's in changing the meaning of that experience. All you need to remember is that it was almost always the disconnection of others that left a false impression in your subconscious mind. Let them off the hook. Let them off the hook for doing a shitty thing in their own disconnection, and let yourself off the hook for believing the lie. And just keep doing that until it sticks. Yep, it takes practice. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's frustrating. Yep, it feels like you've gone two steps forward and three steps back some days. But I'll promise you this. If you keep remembering that this is about tension and release, you're going to be encouraged to stay in the game. You're going to be encouraged to keep putting yourself first. You're going to be encouraged to keep looking at the stuff that's been holding you back. You're going to be encouraged to stand up for yourself. You're going to be encouraged to treat yourself as well as you treat others. Just learning to recognize that disconnected people raised you can get you through a lot. And as hard as this is to believe, everybody was doing the best they could with the tools they had at the time. Understanding that allows you to learn to speak your mind, and you are going to learn to love the sound of your own voice. You're going to get clearer and clearer on who you want to be in the world, and you are going to move in the direction of that vision. Carl Jung coined the phrase, "What you resist persists." He knew a thing or two about how our subconscious mind works. And on good old Carl's great insight, I'm going to end the show. I'm looking forward to your stories of release. Be courageous, sisters. Do the work. Stop living from the lie and walk into the truth of who you truly are. Just go with the flow. Get used to the fact that it's tension and release. Tension and release. Thanks for showing up and staying until the end. Thanks for how you continue to support the show. If you got something out of this, do your part and spread the word, will you? Spread it about the work and about the show. The more people doing this, the better our world gets, one beautiful being at a time. And if you haven't heard this in the past, you can write me directly with a comment or question at lane@weirdhummingbirds.com. That goes directly to my inbox. It's not my assistant or a robot. It's me. And I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay weird, stay curious, and keep popping your corks or plugging your power leaks, whichever one floats your boat. Ta for now. Well, I hope this show rocked your world a little bit. If you want additional resources, check out the links in the show notes or at lanesmithbrown.com. And before you go, please subscribe to this podcast. It's how we get these tools into the world. And this world needs more wild women standing in their authentic power. Do that for me, will ya? Thank you.